بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده. وقال تبارك وتعالى: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. وقال تبارك وتعالى: واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. صدق الله العظيم. I listen, dear brothers, as we all aware that this is the last Jumu'ah before the end of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our a'mal and overlook our shortcomings and make it possible for us to witness another month of Ramadan. Allah ta'ala gave us life, the ability to witness a great month of Ramadan, the month in which our great blessings, a'mal are multiplied, the rewards of a'mal are multiplied. Quran has been revealed, the guide for mankind till Qiyamah. So we know there's some sense of fear right now, anxiety, that the moon will be sighted. And then whether the momentum will still carry on after the month of Ramadan. My du'as, are they accepted? My ibadah, did Allah accept it? My tarabih, iftari, seri, roza, sadqa. We should have this concern of qabuliyat. That those a'mal that I supposed to do, did I do them? The a'mal, those actions, those disobediences, sins that I weren't supposed to do, did I refrain from them? One is to do the a'mal, one is to refrain from other actions. And then the concern, did I do it correctly? Was it acceptable in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Then if it's accepted also, I've done it correctly, accepted also, will I be able to preserve this a'mal for myself on the day of Qiyamah, that it will be there? These are all concerns that we all should be having. That from now till my last breath, whatever a'mal I should be doing in my life, that am I doing it? If I'm not doing it now, to start doing it. And simple a'mal, ulama explained, that the signs of acceptance in the month of Ramadan is that this concern comes in my heart every day, constantly. Al-inabatu ila Allah. That now I'm inclined towards my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm making tayyari, preparation for maut before maut. And my heart is turned away from dunya. And the attraction of dunya and akhirat is attracting me. The rahmat of Allah is pulling me. The eyes of the heart have opened. That is akhirah to go towards to. That I have to make the effort to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before I meet Him. This concern comes in my heart as a mu'min, as a believer. Our iman is on the unseen. We believe the unseen more than we believe the seen. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ The promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That now we are making that effort. Something has now ignited in my heart. That activated through the month of Ramadan. That I stood in Taraweeh. I kept roza for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I had the a'mal that I should be doing, am I doing it or not? And to increase the a'mal, if my salah is at the intact, now for me to have that concern, of not just only my salah, if I'm not performing my salah, then to come onto salah every day, this is the highest form of ibadat after iman. Is it higher than salah in the life of a believer? Now my salah comes onto track. By performing my salah, what is the quality of my salah? The turnover has to be better every year, every month. So what's the turnover of my salah now? Are the profits increasing? Are they getting better? But I am on salah. So what is the quality of my salah? My takbir ula, safi awal. Am I getting the first takbir? Am I getting the first saf and row in the masjid? In my dunya, I want everything, the best of it. I want the best of it. To present the best of myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we buy an item, they say lifetime warranty or 10 years warranty. It breaks before that, we get upset. Allah has sent us in this world also lifetime warranty for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't break your taqwa. They break quickly, come back. We take the vehicle back. It's still under warranty. This Allah has given us our hearts. It's lifetime till Jannat. Taqwa breaks, come back quickly. Come back to the repair room. Come back to the panel beater. Come back to the house of Allah. And nobody wants to park the car at the end of the line. Will I get my car today? Will I get my car today? We have anxiety. They say, we don't have a car to take you back also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if your taqwa has broken down, come quickly. Because we don't know when the expiry date is going to come. So quickly come and repair the iman. Before you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shouldn't be when the questions are put in the qabr, I forgot the answers. It's missing a gear. Our Shaykh says that the car sometime of iman has become so, was irreparable, but it's such a state now, that is missing a gear. And the exhaust is now dragging on the floor. The tie is all, the pressure is different. The aircon is not working. No one will drive a car like that. My car right now is like that. The taqwa, way is not dragging. The wheel balancing, alignment of the eyes. You're putting brakes, it's going to the right, it's going to the left. Here also the eyes, when I want to look at the wife, but it's going to the sister-in-law. Alignment is gone off. When I'm supposed to dip the lights, now I'm putting brights. When I'm supposed to dip the lights, something haram coming in front, I've got the brights on and she's got the brights on. That is head-on collision. There's something wrong with the lights. So I have to go back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We understand this in my dunya right now, how upset we get. This car is under warranty, why is it giving problems? I paid the installments, everything. We get so upset. We take off with the mechanic also. Now it's time for me to put my nazar and my glance on my own heart. Ya Allah, you give me such a pure heart. It's supposed to be filled only with your love and your muhabbat. Everything else is supposed to be secondary. But I've given my heart to everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else worries me, concerns me. But whether my Allah is happy with me right now, what a'mal I'm supposed to do right now, Ya Allah, I'm not doing it for you. We send the car for repairs also. It came back half repaired. We get even more upset, bring it another day again. And we know how upset we will get about these things. And then they did the repairs. Half done and a full bill. Here, Allah has given us hearts for His muhabbat, His love, for His ibadat. And we're giving half of it only to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, quarter to it. But Allah is giving full benefits, full meal, but all the side dishes. Day of Eid will come, subhanAllah. From before Fajr already, the dasturkhans are full. What are you going to have in the morning before Eid? This type of milk and this savory and some kajur. It's all laid out beforehand. The housewives are busy with it. Allah is still giving you, only came with half. Half will repair the heart. Quarter repair the heart. Allah wants a full deal from us that come completely and now submit. Ya Aba Huraira, ittaqi al-maharim takun a'bad al-nas. O Abu Huraira, refrain from haram. Refrain from haram, you will become the greatest worshipper of mankind. Don't do haram, don't break the command of Allah. Take the himmat and the courage. What I have to do, I start doing. My salah is not on track, now I start with my namaz. This body of mine, the ruh, the heart, the iman has to push it. That you have to submit to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whether you like or you don't like, there's no choice in the matter. There's no choice in the matter. You know, now this example we gave before, a person hires a car, they got a tracker on the car. And you're driving over the speed, they will phone you. The brother, you are going over the speed limit. First time, second time, third time, by the fourth time, they'll cut the fuel. Then now you're abusing this car. This vehicle of iman Allah has given us, that the iman Allah has given us to push this vehicle of this body towards the love of Allah, towards akhirat. What speed we are driving this vehicle away from akhirat, Allah hasn't cut the fuel. Allah hasn't, yes, Allah gives the calls now and then, that come back, and Ramadan is a long call, that come back, and you will enjoy driving on this open highway of Allah. The super highway to the love of Allah is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just come out of that highway. Then you can drive what speed you want. How many sunnahs you want to bring into your life? How many nawafir you want to bring into your life? Enjoy it. At whatever speed you want to do it. Yourself, your family. And you'll never crash. You'll make your way to Jannah very quickly. And in this entire thing, you'll become the beloved of Allah. Allah will love you with all your shortcomings. The rose is loved, even though there are thorns under the rose, you'll become the rose of Allah. With all your blemishes and all your sins, Allah will still love you. So what I supposed to be doing, my salah, is it now on track? If I the day of Jumu'ah, then now after the Fard Salah, whether the sunnahs are in my life? Sunnahs are beloved to Allah. What I'm not doing, start doing it. My Yasin Sharif every day, which I have to read. For my own protection, for the barakat in my day, for the barakat in my iman, for the barakat in my a'mal, for the barakat in my home, for the blessings in my business, for the blessings in my daily task. 5 minutes, 10 minutes of Yasin Sharif. Am I reading it every day? What I supposed to be doing, I'm starting to doing it now. Now I'm doing it. This is now a progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Signs of acceptance. These are signs of acceptance in the court of Allah that now the concern is there, Allah, what I'm not doing now, I must start doing it. Now the iman has become stronger. Now I've got some consciousness in me. Now I'm looking for amal in the day. What more can I do? What more can I do? Fill my day more with amal. And what I am giving to dunya slowly, this is one of the signs that Allah has opened the heart to akhirat. We don't know signs. What are the signs there? The signs of muhabbat, the signs of acceptance. Insan needs signs in his life. Without signs, landmarks, GPS, we lost. In this worldly life, I don't live my life like a lost person. Which way am I going right now? Which direction am I going? East, west, south, north, when I'm going to akhirat? Working towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to see the signs, ya Allah. Is it now? Am I on the right track? The sign is that now the heart is inclined towards a'mal. Ya Allah, what should I be doing now? First is my salah. Quran tilawat, I have an open Quran. Now I have got the concern in my life, ya Allah, I have to read Quran every day. Because this Quran will come with me in my qabr and will defend me. It will intercede on my behalf. It will intercede on my behalf. In the qabr, that will be my contact. That will be my connection. That will be my security. That will be my insurance. That will be my policy, my Quran Sharif. But every month would concern whether those policies are halal or haram, but I'm paying it. Declaring war with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you gave me this vehicle, you gave me this home. Ya Allah, it's mine, I'm insuring it. You hit, I'm covered. I'll show you who's the boss also. Allah will spare you. Allah protect. One child in the family will fall ill. And all the dividends that you put in there, premiums, now is going over here. We cannot dare Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is a full system for us to lead our life, which is beloved to Allah. What are you supposed to be doing? Then I must start doing. The fear of insecurity, what will happen to the house? What will happen to the car? Who gave it to us in the first place? Are we deserving of it? Whether we got it in the right way, now I want to secure it for life. I'm afraid Allah will take it away. We have a'mal, ayatul kursi, we are reading every day. Ulama say read at least 10 times a day ayatul kursi. 10 times a day, Allah will protect you divinely. Allah has an entire system of protection. Read the ayatul kursi. How long does it take? After every salah, it is sunnah. After every salah, it's sunnah to read ayatul kursi. Read your farz, read the sunnah, read the nafil, read your tasbihah fatimi. Read your tasbihah fatimi, planting your trees in Jannah. 100 times you're reading tasbihah fatimi, 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, 100 trees planted for you in Jannah. You're doing that 5 times a day. There's 500 trees. 6 times also once before sleeping, you're increasing your property, your plot in Jannah. Every day by 600 trees. Leave one botanical garden, Allah is giving you a whole Jannah full of beautiful laden trees of fruits. Whenever a person wants a fruit, the tree will just bow down to you. Just bow down to you. Different variety. I'm not doing my tasbihah fatimi, start doing it. Ayatul kursi, a person is one time, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Simple a'mal, I'm not doing, start doing it. Signs of acceptance. I read one time only, Hadith Sharif says, between that person and Jannah, the only obstacle is death. Between him and Jannah, the only obstacle is death. Because he read Ayatul Kursi. As if now Allah has given him a one-way ticket to Jannah, if he pass away, you are gone to Jannah. Powerful Ayat of Quran Sharif. Most powerful Ayat of Quran, I'm reading it. After every salah I must read it. Before I sleep, read it. When I leave the home, read it. 10 times a day, read Ayatul Kursi. But the amal and actions I'm supposed to be doing, the people's rights around me, the huquq and the rights of people around me, am I fulfilling it? Now the concern has come into my heart. There's so many youngsters that have come. When I was young, I did this, I did that. I missed so many salah in my life, and I have concern that I want to cover my salah up. I have a debt by Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. I have to repay Allah. When I was young, I took somebody's wealth. I was young, I didn't realize it, and I want to repay it. One youngster right now sitting in Medina, Marwa sent me a message sitting at the Roda. I said, I have some concern when I was young, I took people's money. I want to return it. What do I do now? Can I buy some gold and bring it back for them? A sign of acceptance that now, Ya Allah, will already pay people before I have to pay with my a'mal. And I don't have the a'mal to pay. I better pay it here. At least have the intention. Make the phone call. Send the message. If I feel embarrassed, get the EFT details. Do the EFT, hadiah, gift. You don't have to tell the person that I stole your money. Give him a hadiah, sinni, Eid day. Hadiah muhabbat, hadiah to create muhabbat with you. All these things we have to repay. This concern comes in my life. What I supposed to be doing, Ya Allah, I must start doing it now. I have to prepare for akhirat. So when I come to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, my records are clear. What I'm not supposed to be doing, that too I refrain from that. The quality of my a'mal, whether some sin in my life, now I stop doing it, sign of acceptance. Allah has accepted you. Yes, you will slip. But then too I get back onto track, I'm walking towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I don't give up. These are all signs of acceptance. The quality of my namaz sometimes, how I'm performing my salah, how I'm making my wudu. Sometimes plug the basin and see how much water I'm using. I wasn't supposed to use so much of water for wudu. But so much of water. Make wudu at home, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Don't make it in the masjid. The concept of wudu khana only came out after the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the travelers. People that are working, yes, is excused. And coming from home, the person who's make wudu at home and he will leave his house, Allah will give him the reward of a person who's put on his ihram and going for hajj. Every day, Allah is writing the reward for him. What I'm supposed to be doing, I'm conscious now. How do I enhance my life spiritually and get closer to my Allah? To feel the connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And deen is so beautiful, I will enjoy my life in deen. Pure, clean life. Everything is covered. All my akhlaq, my character, how I supposed to carry myself out. I have different statuses in my life. I'm a husband, I'm a son, nephew, uncle, manager, boss. Ya Allah, how do I be a real believer that I please you every step of my life? I become conscious of myself now. I become conscious of my amal. I'm not hurting anyone. And whoever hurts me, Ya Allah, I forgive them. I forego my right for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These concerns have to come into my heart. These are signs that Allah has opened your heart now. Now you have made inabat ila Allah. Now I'm working towards my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that gave me my life. Now I'm giving it back to my Allah. Give life back to the one that has given you. Allah will give you real life. Give it to shaitan, it'll be a deception. And no one likes to be lied to or to live a deceptive life. Hypocritical life, nobody likes that. What I'm supposed to be doing, do it. What I'm not supposed to be doing, stop it now. Now I will stop it. Sometimes I feel I can't. Go and ask for assistance, go and ask for help. Everything in dunya, we know where to go to. There are facilities advertised over there. If we have a problem, we have facilities for you. But it will charge you per hour, per minute. For deen is free. The shaitan says there's nothing there. Go get counsel, get advice. That I have these fears in me. I have all these policies. I have all these fears. My family life is like this. I know it's not right. How do I change it? How do I change? Allah hears, Allah sees the talab and desire. Allah will come to your rescue. Allah will save you because now you have come forward. But if I want to sit back, I've got my life set already. I don't want to change the tartib of my life. I already have all these things in my life. How is it possible to overcome these things? In my dunya, I don't sit. I move ahead. Didn't work out, I go ahead. In my spiritual life, is it working out? Go for advice. How do I better my life? How do I get out of this? Allah will see the talab and the desire a person has. Allah will show him the way out. Allah will come to his rescue. The entire world system is in the hands of Allah, in the control of Allah, in the power of Allah. Now I have to learn how to tap into the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ulama explained, we have learned, we have mastered the system of the world, how it operates. We know it. We know this is wrong. The mechanic knows just the sound of that engine, the bearings are gone. Or there's some blockage somewhere. Not that he gets wahi or something. He's an expert in the field. The doctor also will take the scan of the heart, this artery is blocked. Or this is a problem, that is a problem. We'll go all the way, we'll pay the money for it also. But I need to sort these things out. To listen a little bit to my own heart. I'm the expert of my own heart. How's my heart beating right now? How's my speech coming out? What sound is it making? What's making my heart tick right now? The mechanic can hear, these are the problems. Hear my own heart right now. If I can't hear it, then I need ICU treatment. Then I need ICU treatment. That I can't see any problems in my life. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who were given already the glad tidings of Jannat, they lived with the fear till moat of hypocrisy. They saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then too they had fear, Ya Allah, we don't know whether we put amongst the list of hypocrites or real believers. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is in his last moments of life. The second Khalifa of Islam, more than 12 years Khilafat. Almost one third of the world is under his governance. Set up structures till Qiyamah for the Ummah to benefit from. How to govern a country. And here he is leaving the world, stabbed in his belly almost 7 times during Fajr Salah in the masjid. When he makes dua, Allah grant me shahadat in your path and grant me moat in Madinatul Munawwara. So Hafsa asked Amirul Mu'mineen, how are you going to get both? So Allah will give it to me. Allah grant him shahadat, stabbed on the Musalla of Fajr and buried in next to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, how the ears were so pierced and so alert to how their lives were. He would say on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah announces entire mankind is going to Jannat besides one going to Jahannam, he says, I have guarantee and I believe that one will be me. That one will be me. If Allah says entire humanity going to Jahannam, not going to Jannat, I know it will not be me. I won't be going to Jannat. Amirul Mu'mineen. Is about passing away. And his head, his Mubarak head is in the lap of his son Abdullah bin Umar. He tells his son, put my head on the ground, on the sand. And he turns his face away towards the wall. And he laments. And he rebukes himself, O Umar, if Allah will not forgive you, what will you do? If Allah will not forgive you, what will you do? That level of iman, but that concern. Now myself become so complacent, as if now I'm already advanced Jannati. I got a ticket already to Jannat. We have to listen to our own hearts right now. To see whether my heart has opened up to my Allah, to my Akhirat. The proof of this will be after the Salah today, after the Farz, when I take out the time to read my Sunnats. Hold myself back, what I supposed to be doing? Read the Sunnahs, read the Nafil. But how hard it is, I have to push this capsule of this body with my Iman. Towards Allah. The cows will go in the reverse, I'll have to put it in first gear. It will jerk a bit. And I've got to balance it, till I get it right. Without getting it right, go for more lessons. Go to the ulama-i-karam, sit in the majalis. So I know how to balance my life, is going ahead now, I'm going the right direction. Till today I'm going in reverse gear. And the reverse gear is taking me closer to dunya and away from akhirat. Now to balance it, I know how to move ahead. Then to read Ayatul Kursi, to read my Quran Sharif, to read the Tasbih Fatimi, to read my Sunnahs. And whatever I owe Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, now I'm repaying to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now I'm checking my Salah also, what I'm not supposed to be doing in Salah sometime. Supposed to be attentive. I'm standing before Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but I'm playing with my beard, I'm playing with my clothes, my mind is going elsewhere. The parcel, I forgot where I kept it. Now in Salah, I will remember. I had an old cough before. I'm not sure whether it's still there. Now I'll cough in namaz. I had eczema behind my ears. Now I remember I had something behind. Now I'll feel it. All happens in namaz. Now shaitan comes and he reminds you. How my salah is supposed to be? I'm talking to my Allah. I'm speaking to the wife and I will answer the phone, how upset she gets. Speak to the phone. I'm talking to Allah Jalla Jalalu, which way is my life going right now? What I'm not supposed to do? Don't do it now. This is a sign my heart has opened up. And if I'm doing the correct things now, am I doing it correctly how Allah wants it to be done? According to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Allah wants my appearance, Ya Allah, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. How Allah wants my sunnah to be, Ya Allah, now I'll do it for you. But when I come into the qabr, I will be shown the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How do I recognize a Mubarak face? Without recognizing it, I can't move to Jannat. I can't move to Jannat. I'm looking at the mirror every day and I look like my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In the qabr, I'll recognize him. My beard, my attire, my pants above the ankles. Ya Allah, how you want me to dress? My heart is open now. Ya Allah, tell me. Go to the Lama Ikram. I want to put my life on track. Now, am I doing it correctly? The positive amal and how to refrain. Am I doing that correctly also? How to implement deen and sharia in my home? I have this desire now. I want to get closer to my Allah before I reach my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My heart has opened up. One is to do what I have to do. What I'm not supposed to do, I'm not doing now. Am I doing things correctly? As my Allah once said, my business is tweaked. Account streamlined. Press of the button, I can see everything happening in the business. If only we can put a camera in the heart and see what's the quality of my heart right now. But we have the camera set up everywhere. Everything under surveillance. Everything audited. I am the auditor of my own books. I am the one behind the security of my own heart. Now to take off my nazar and glance from all the things I've set up in my life, to set up my heart now before I reach my Allah. When I go there, I got no fear now. We're going to the airport and we'll find out for the kids now, abridged certificate, unabridged. Take all the documentation, what we need, vaccines, and just stop it, the yellow cards, all of this preparation we make. And something we just missed. Something we just missed. We go to the home affairs and we're waiting the entire day and then we come to the, just before we're entering, I came to collect passport, sorry brother, wrong line, go to the other place. How upset we get. We don't know, go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, where's the certificate? This expired long time ago. Your salah was not correct. I can't come back now. All we say is to have little concern, Ya Allah. Go to the ulama and ask them, is everything in order in my life right? These are all the things I have in my life. Are they correct? Do I cancel? Or can I keep it? My positive and negative amal, I'm doing it right. Now I'm doing it correctly. Not the concern. Ya Allah, please accept. Ya Allah, please accept. Ya Allah, accept it. Accept it, Ya Allah, and preserve it till I reach you on the day of Qiyamah. Man ja'a bil hasanati. Allah says, not the person who does the good deed, the person who brings the good deed, he comes with it. I can do all the amal in one statement. In one statement, I destroyed all my amal. A quick example, ulama give. A person went for 3-4 hajj. And now somebody comes to visit him. Friend comes. They were in school together. I made it in life. He's still coming up. Now to show him. Say, better bring the zamzam of my third hajj. 3 hajj reward wiped out. Why you had to say 3 hajj? Say, bring the zamzam. But I had to show him my third hajj this is. In one statement, what was preserved, done correctly, stored for you, supposed to bring on the day of Qiyamah, for the pleasure of Allah, in one statement, finish. Put it on the DP, we here, we there. The reward is gone. Our mashayikh say that someday we're sitting in the haram sharif, or in i'tikaf, but we have to tell somebody, I'm sitting in the haram right now, we have to put it there. That's between you and Allah. You don't have to advertise making dua for you at Kaaba. Yes, family members is different, but I have to tell all and sundry. The reward is gone, not preserved. We're doing the amal, we're doing the amal, and find out how do I do it correctly. Big amal, I'm spending so much, but then to not preserved, the reward is gone. I go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, but there's no reward here for you. There's no reward. Where's the Where's the reward of it? You deposited, you did the deposit now in the wrong account. You did the deposit in the wrong account. It's too late to get upset. Then he will say, "Fellow, أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً." Allah, if only I can go back to dunya. These are simple signs, my dear brothers, whether Allah has opened my heart or not. That I want to connect to my Allah, and deen is very easy, deen is very beautiful and enjoyable. Little a'mal can get us big rewards and big jannats. Little a'mal. Allah doesn't want us to do big things, do little things. Do little things. A person will earn his jannat by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Little actions in the court of Allah are very valuable. Absolutely valuable. Overlooking people's faults, the wife, the children. We take it upon our hearts, Allah says jannat for you. There's so many incidents like that of the akabir and ulama ikram. They reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah looked at the small a'mal they have done. So we have just this afternoon left more or less for the month of Ramadan for us now to put this car into full gear. Ya Allah, there's few moments left. I don't know whether I'll see next year Ramadan. Allah, give us the life to see another Ramadan. With acceptance. But I have this moment, whatever I have done now in the month of Ramadan, on the day of Eid, let us not lose the reward of it. We already have a plan. If you don't make the plan, then it won't happen automatically. In dunya, we know, things don't happen on their own. We have to make it happen. In my dini life, I have to make it happen. Already have a plan after Ramadan. My namaz on time. What time my Quran? What time my dhikr? If I don't have a slot for it, it will not happen. My eating time, I have a slot already, so I eat that time. If I don't have a time for my Quran tilawat, it will not happen automatically. It will not happen automatically. The subconscious mind will say, read your Quran when you have time, and the time will not come. Read your Durood Sharif when you have time, the time will not come. I have to set that time out. That I am will do it every day at this time. And we all need a support system. We have different efforts of deen in our countries. We have the effort of da'wat and tabligh. Our ishtima is around the corner. Next weekend, Sunday, will be our ishtima taking place in Sikhau Lake, near Masjid al-Taqwa. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We all, mashallah, people come around the world for the ishtima. Harkat will be barakat in it. Malaika will be coming. Rahmat of Allah will be coming. For us to go, we don't know the heart will change. Ishtimas are taking place. Majalis are taking place. Ulama ikram are having programs. All the avenues are there. It's just for me to fit in now and slot my time for that, and we'll see how slowly the little will become a lot. And my day will be full now with the love of Allah, the amal of deen. Then I feel the acceptance. I'm close to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I don't want to let go. May Allah open our hearts. Allah accept our du'as in the month of Ramadan, our ladies at home, our young girls, our children, that were keeping the roza to the sadqa and barakat of day. Roza, Allah ta'ala, accept us. Accept our Ramadan, overlook our shortcomings, and give us that imani strength now like lions against the nafs. That now, my Allah, till next Ramadan, I won't miss one namaz in the masjid. I can lose my life, but I won't miss my salah in the masjid. I will open my Quran every day, Allah, and talk to you. I will take the name of your Habib, alayhi salatu salam, with love, O my Allah. Make the intentions now, and make the slots in our day, and make the du'as. And once the moon will be sighted, then the months of Hajj will begin. Ya Allah, open the doors of Hajj for the Ummah, and Allah accept all of us. Akhiratu da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.